dear. Jeff, when do you smoke cigars?
Well, when I smoke them, I usually smoke them after dinner.
Is that the best time?
I think so.
Okay. Yes, then I'll smoke mine. Let's see. What?
Where did you get that?
Over at the McDonald's.
I don't care if Mrs. McDonald did have her baby. Mr. McDonald shouldn't give him a cigar.
He didn't give it to me. Mrs. McDonald had triplets, and he went to bed. Joey's passing them out for him.
Again. What do you want, boys?
Hi, Mr. Wilson. You know what I'm going to do?
No, I don't know, and I don't care, and I'd be just as happy if you didn't tell me.
I'm going to sleep at Tommy's house tonight. Wow, am I excited.
Oh, good.
We're going to sleep on the floor.
Ah.
There's going to be eight of us.
Eight?
Ugh. We're going to tell ghost stories and drink root beer, so you want to come over?
No, I don't. Now, will you boys please go away and stop bothering me?
I guess ghost stories scare him. Mr. Wilson? Heck no, nothing scares Mr. Wilson. Then why'd he turn us down? Well, probably Mrs. Wilson won't let him stay out all night, and he didn't want us to know. Let's ask him if he can stay till 9 o'clock. Okay. Anybody ought to be able to stay till 9 o'clock, unless they're being punished for something.
All right, what now?
You want to come over till 9 o'clock?
No.
My dad can walk you home.
Great Scott!
You want to go over to my house and get a cookie?
Sure.
Won't your mom care? Not unless she's in the kitchen. Come on!
Just about does it.
Oh, the house really looks nice, honey.
Yes, thanks to you. No thanks to Dennis.
Oh, he didn't mean to tip over that planter.
I know, but it didn't help the carpet any.
Well, it's all cleaned up now, and the house looks immaculate.
Oh, I just hope we can keep it this way until the company comes. I'm going to find out. Oh, the cookie jar.
I know who's responsible for that. Dennis! Dennis! Dennis?
Were you calling me, Dad?
You know very well I was calling you.
I'll bet you want to ask me about that old worn-out cookie jar, huh, Dad?
I certainly do, and it wasn't worn out.
How did it happen?
You mean, how did it get itself broken?
I mean, how did you break it?
Well, I guess it happened kind of like when me and you were playing catch, Dad. You know how when you throw me the ball and I drop it, you laugh and laugh and then you call me Butterfingers?
Don't tell me you were playing catch with a cookie jar.
Heck no. I was just getting it off the shelf and I dropped it. I was just an old Butterfingers. Remember how you used to laugh and laugh when you called me Butterfingers?
This isn't quite the same thing, Dennis. I realize that accidents can happen, but you've got to be more careful.
Especially after your father just washed and waxed the kitchen floor for me.
Oh, me and Tommy will clean it up for you, Mom.
Never mind, Dennis. I'll clean it up myself. But I warn you, one more mess like this, and you can forget about staying at Tommy's house tonight.
But keepers, Mom, I've been looking forward to it for a week.
Well, then, for the rest of the day, you'd better be very careful that nothing else happens like that planter or this cookie jar.
Well, I'll be plenty careful from now on, boy. Have you got the company towels out, Mom?
Yes, I have.
Well, I won't use them. In fact, I won't use any towels.
What?
I'm going to keep the bathroom clean. I won't even wash.
He's making a great personal sacrifice.
Oh, yes, and saving soap, too.
You're darn right. Hey, Dad, you want to go out in front and play some catch?
Not now, son. I'm going in and take a little rest, and I'm going out and play some golf.
Oh, jeepers. Your father deserves the afternoon off, Dennis. He's been working hard all morning. You and Tommy go out and play.
Okay, Mom, we'll go get my baseball stuff. Come on, Tommy.
Dennis, be sure to keep your room neat. That's where the guests are going to hang their things this evening.
Okay, Mom.
Are you sure you won't need me anymore this afternoon, honey?
Even if I did, I wouldn't let you stay home. You've done enough.
You know, I must say I'm looking forward to getting out on the golf course again. It's been over 2 months.
I know. You keep planning to go, but you always change your mind.
Jeepers, I've never seen it this clean before. Me neither. Kind of makes me feel like I'm in Mom and Dad's room. How long are you going to have to keep it this way? Just till tomorrow. The party will be over and I'll be back from your house. Hey, how about letting me have first cuts once? Jeepers, Tommy, I'm trying to help you. Now, if you watch me, you'll learn how to swing. Hey, look what happened. You're making a mess. Catch the one on your hands, Tommy. You and Mom found out you made another mess. You won't be able to stay at my house tonight. I haven't made a mess so far. You're going to. Those shoes won't hold much. You catch the water in my shoe while I go down and get some pots and pans. Well, hurry up. I think it's starting to come faster.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Dennis. Where are your shoes?
Oh, did you notice I'm not wearing my shoes, Mom?
Yes, I did. Where are they?
Up in my room.
Well, be sure to put them on before you go outdoors.
Okay, Mom. Hey, look, Mom, just like a helmet. We'll see if I take one for me and one for Tommy.
No, Dennis, not today.
But jeepers, Mom, I...
Dennis, I need those things. I have a lot to prepare for the party tonight.
Okay, I'll find something else.
Oh, Dennis. I want you to take this egg beater back over to Mrs. Wilson's.
You mean like later, Mom?
I mean like right now.
Well, maybe Dad would like to do it. Then he can talk to Mr. Wilson for a while.
Your father is in the living room taking a rest before his golf game. Now scoot.
Sheepers.
And be sure to put on your shoes.
Well, hurry up. I can hardly handle this. I'll be as fast as I can.
Fish hook on your line here in the house, George. It could hook onto something.
Well, I'm just going to take it off now, Martha. I didn't bother to remove it this morning because I was anxious to get home to your very fine breakfast. Oh, I hope that's the store delivering my new hat. I want to wear it tonight.
Over to the Mitchells? But they're just next door.
Well, you don't want me catching a head cold, do you? Besides, the clerk said in a Hamburg I look just like Anthony Eden.
Nah, you can't come in now, Dennis.
I don't want to come in. Mom asked
me to return this to Mrs. Wilson. Goodbye.
Dennis.
Martha.
I gotta go, Mrs. Wilson.
I just want you to take this book to your father.
He hasn't got time to read today, Mrs. Wilson. He's gonna play golf.
Dennis. I just want to return it to him.
Well, okay.
Dennis, what in the world have you got those things on for?
Because my mom told me not to come over here barefoot.
Yes, but why? Oh, never mind.
Here you are, dear. Tell your father I enjoyed it very much and thank him for me.
You're welcome, Mrs. Wilson. Bye.
Goodbye, dear.
Be careful, Dennis.
To her grandmother.
Does it leak?
Of course not. As a matter of fact, it's very valuable.
Do you want me to take it upstairs so nothing will happen to it?
No, Dennis. I'm going to serve the punch from right here on the table.
You know, that sure would look nice.
Would look nice?
If it wasn't right in the middle of those two vases that don't match it.
You know, Dennis, you're right. You're becoming a very discerning young man.
Thanks, Mom. Wes, I could never get here. Me too. You did a swell job, Tommy.
I know it.
You know, we're going to have to beat this up all afternoon. Just till Dad goes to play golf and I figure how to get Mom out of the house.
What good will that do?
Then we can put the water and the fish into the bathtub.
Mom would say that was a mess, I bet you.
We'll just leave him there till we figure some way to fix the tank. Now, if anybody was fixing the street around here, maybe we could get some tar.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Martha. I don't intend to let Mitchell go golfing and leave Dennis on my hands.
George Wilson, you've been tricking Mitchell out of playing golf for the last 2 months.
I know, and I intend to do it again. After all, Dennis is Mitchell's child. He can just stay home and take the consequences.
Oh, George.
You know what I feel like, Tommy? I feel like we're that kid in Harlem that stuck his finger in the dike.
Could figure out why he didn't use a cork.
Yeah, I'll bet his finger got all puckered. Oh, boy, there's that dumb old Margaret again. Go on home, Margaret! All right for you, Dennis Mitchell! She's always wanting to play house.
I know it. Every time she comes over to my house, I squirt her with the hose.
You shouldn't do that, Tommy. Your mother doesn't like you playing with a hose.
Oh, hello, Mr. Wilson.
Mitchell?
Won't you come in?
Oh. Can I interest you in a game of chess this afternoon?
Oh, sorry, Mr. Wilson. I've got a golf date. You know, I haven't played in over 2 months.
Oh, really?
Something always seems to come up.
Well, now, you shouldn't let it. You work hard during the week. You deserve a little relaxation. All work and no play, you know.
Well, I'm getting out there today, and nothing's going to stop me.
That's the spirit. Taking Dennis along as caddy, I suppose.
Oh, no, he's not big enough.
Oh, now, that's too bad. But then I suppose you see Dennis in the evenings during the week.
Oh, yes, of course. We have lots of fun together.
Of course you do. Well, it's just going to be great out there on that golf course today, Mitchell.
It sure is.
It's good exercise. You'll enjoy the green grass, the trees, the fresh air, the good fellowship.
Yep.
You know, my dad never played golf. He and I used to go to the park on Saturdays. Just the two of us. Together. Pals. We used to sail my little boat on the pond, feed the pigeons and the squirrels, ride the merry-go-round, the roller coaster, the miniature trains.
It sounds like fun.
Oh, well, what we did wasn't important. What counted was being with Dad. Oh, that means so much to a boy.
Yes, I guess it does.
Yes, after I was grown, Dad always used to say that he was glad that he'd shared my growing years with me. My years of discovery, as he used to call them. Dad used to say that a childhood was short, it was precious. And once it was gone forever. Oh, dear old Dad, the kindest, most unselfish man that ever lived. Well, I won't keep you, Mitchell. I know you're just dying to get out there and tee off.
I'm just going to change my clothes.
That's the spirit. You know, you need a little variety, a chance to get away from the cares and responsibilities of your family. You have a good game.
No, I think I'll stay home.
Oh, really?
Get in a game some morning before breakfast?
Well, now, that's up to you, Mitchell. Up to you. I'll see you later.
Right, Mr. Wilson. Dennis?
Yes, Dad?
I've decided not to play golf. How about a game of catch?
Take it. Jeepers, Dad, wouldn't you rather play golf?
No, I'd rather spend the day with you. Come on down.
I can't just this minute, Dad.
Okay, I'll come up.
Never mind, Dad, I'm coming.
Did I hear you right?
You did. I'm canceling my golf date. Mr. Wilson didn't realize it, but he's made me see that I'm not spending enough time with my son.
Yeah, Dad?
Let's keep going.
Okay. Here's a hard one. Sorry, Dad.
That's okay. I'll go get it.
Here comes Mitchell with his big feet again, cramping through my flower bed.
He doesn't step on the flowers, George. Besides, it's your own fault. He wouldn't be playing catch with Dennis if you hadn't talked him out of his golf game.
Well, with that family, I lose no matter what I do. You know, Martha, there's one thing I can't understand. Why Dennis heads for the house every time Mitchell comes after the ball.
How you doing, Tommy? You gotta take over for a while. My arms are tired. I wish Dad were. He never gets tired. He's got arms like an elephant.
Dennis! Come on out, Butterfingers!
Oh, Margaret, that's a beauty.
Hi, Mr. Mitchell. Is Dennis home?
Yes, we've been playing catch.
Can I play, too?
Well, Margaret, baseball is a...
Nobody's wanting to play with me all day.
Of course you can play with us, Margaret. Come on, we'll go in and see what's holding Dennis up.
Okay.
And Dad wants to play house with me.
Dennis, hurry up.
I'll be right down, Dad.
Hi, Margaret. Come on in and tell me what you think of my centerpiece.
Gee, it's pretty, Miss Mitchell.
It's a lovely arrangement, honey.
Oh, just one of my minor talents.
We women have to know how to do all kinds of things, don't we, Mrs. Mitchell?
We certainly do, Margaret.
Yesterday, I learned how to separate eggs.
Well, good for you.
Are you having fun, dear?
Well, to tell you the truth, my arm is killing me. But that's not important. The important thing is that I'm spending the day with my son, sharing in all of his activities.
Sorry I kept you waiting, Dad. Hey, what's she doing here?
Dennis, that's no way to talk to Margaret.
You apologize, son.
Okay, I apologize.
But what are you doing here anyway, Margaret?
Dennis!
That's okay, Miss Mitchell. That's the way men are. I guess I'll just go home and separate some more eggs.
Is that bubble gum you're chewing?
Sure, two pieces.
You got any extra?
No.
Hey, Margaret, have you ever seen my guppies?
No.
They got babies.
Babies?
Fish babies.
You better show them to me.
I'll be back in a minute, Dad. You know, Margaret, you're a swell little kid.
I'm a girl.
Well, that's okay. I like you anyway. Listen, Margaret, give it to me.
I will not. It's not sanitary.
I don't want to chew it. I want to fix the tank. If it makes a mess, you won't be able to stay at my house tonight.
What do you give me?
Jeepers. I'll give you my bee shooter. That's not sanitary either. All right, what do you want?
I want you to play house with me.
Okay, someday I'll play house with you. Give me the gun.
It's got to be tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Jeepers.
All day.
All day?
I'll fix lunch.
Tommy, I just don't think I'm coming over tonight. My mom baked the cake. Chocolate.
Chocolate? Make up your mind.
All right, give me the gum. I'll play house with you. You've ruined your life, and it may not even stop the leak. It's gotta work.
No offense, Mitchell, but this is a brand new hat, and I don't want anything to happen to it.
It's almost 7 o'clock, Dennis.
Well, I better reel. They'll eat all the cake. Oh, Mr. Wilson, I won't see you till tomorrow, so good night.
Oh, good night, Dennis.
Good night, dear.
Night, son.
Night, Mom. Night, Dad.
I can now look forward to a very pleasant evening.
It's Dennis's room, Mr. Wilson.
In the world? Great Scott! Oh, all over their floor. Oh, my new hat! Martha! 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 Martha!
has been a Screen Gems film production from the Hollywood studios of Columbia.